Okay, good. You can hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. So let's pick it up now that we got up to... One second, the very last... Huh? So it says, we're discussing this whole machloikis about whether or not the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash becomes... can be makabel tum or not. Someone says, Ella shiny shulchan. The whole din of shulchan is different. Now on the top of a chav zayin. Dirachmana karye eitz. Because the Torah itself calls the shulchan eitz. And that's what, by the lechem upon him, it writes that it's a pasuk in Yechezkel, dechsiv hamizbech eitz, this, you know, altar of wood. Shlosh amos gavoa. It's three amos high. An ama is... more or less about 22 inches or so. You know, the post can have a machlok, is 18 inches, 24. Okay, but around 22 or so. The arko shtaim, almost. And its length was two amos. Umikso osav lo arko. And, that's what its corners were. The kirosav eight. Vaidabre elai ze shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. So this is its length, the walls, the whole thing. And Hashem spoke to me, meaning Yechezkel, and said, this is the shulchan in front of Hashem. See, it's even this pasuk that even though the shulchan was coated, as we've seen in last shir, that it's still called a kli eitz. So, and just like any other kli eitz, then it would not normally become tummy, except for the fact that he would take this out to show it to people who are being ola regel, to say, look, you know, the bread is still warm, look how much of a chiba, how much Hashem cherishes and loves you. So the word says, Pasach b'mizbeach v'siyem b'shulchan. So if you look at the pasach carefully, it begins the word mizbeach, right? And then it ends off with the word shulchan. Right, again, the pasuk said Hamizbeach eats. Okay, and the last thing Zeh Hashulchan. So why did it change? That's what the Gemara is asking. Why did the Shulchan, the Mizbeach turn into a Shulchan? Famous Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Darmer Tavahu. So both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they were brothers-in-law. They said the same thing. Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayim. When we had a Beis Hamikdash, then the Mizbeach Mechaper Aladim. That the Mizbeach would atone for a person, bring him kapara. Achshav, and nowadays we don't have the Beis Hamikdash post Churban, Shulchan Shel Adam Mechaper Alav, that a person's Shulchan, the table that you have, is what's Mechaper for you. So Rashi says, the top Rashi, Shulchan Mechaper Alav, Behachnasas Orchim, with the guests that a person has at their table, that's the kapar that one gets. Armenas Rabbeinu Bechaya. I think it's in Truma or Tetzav at the very end, where he writes, the minhag used to be in France that people would use their tables as their aron. That's what they would be buried in. The table that I used, I had Hachnasas Arkim, I had people at my table. This should be my final resting place, that it would be Melitz Yosher, and it would be a big zechus for them. I was thinking about that there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, the person is Chas V'Shalom killed, they bury them in the clothes. They put there all as well. The idea that it should be Ma'or Rachamim on behalf of the person. I think Rav Shechter once explained that in a very emotional speech he was giving about in Eretz Yisrael, why they bury them in the Israeli flag. The soldiers who died are buried in the Israeli flag. Along those lines, that's Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that it's mechaper the Hachnasas Orchim that we have. So that would mean that if you didn't have any people by your tables, it's not going to be mechaper. It's the Mar Shoah. Shmuel Edels is in Poland in the 1600s, 16th century, says, no, pshat is your kapar because you're limiting the amount you eat, l'shem shemayim. The fact that a person has discipline at their table and they're not, stuffing themselves and taking extras and extras, that aspect of the shulchan is what's mechaper for the person. Another idea I saw in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Gimel, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Sha'achlu al Shulchan Echad, Vlo Omru Dalav Divrei Torah, Ki'ilu Achlu Miziv Chemesim. Three people are sitting at a table and don't share Divrei Torah. It's like they ate from sacrifices to the dead, Shne'emar. Ki Kol Shulchanos Moluki. Your tables are filled with vomit, Soe Belimokom, Aval Shlosha Sha'achlu al Shulchan Echad, Vlo Omru Dalav Divrei Torah. But the three people sit at the table. Bedavka, it doesn't say you're just sitting on a bench. It's bedavka by a meal, it sounds like. Ki'ilu ochlu mi shulchan o shomokom. It's as if It's as if they ate from the Shulchan of Hashem, and they quote our pasuk. Pirkei Avos quotes the same pasuk that the Gemara in Chagiga quotes. Shneemar vaydabelai zeh Shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. This is the Shulchan in front of Hashem. So Rashi in his commentary here in Pirkei Avos writes this idea: V'lo amru divrei Torah ragilim bnei adam liftor atzmam bebirkas hamazon. Some people like to just get out of it. Look, obviously it's better to have divrei Torah at your table, but let's say it didn't, and you got a bench now, or you're done eating. So then some people say, you know, mayim achronim chova. Okay, that's a halacha. That's divrei Torah. But if not, so then birkas hamazon. That's how one parts themselves. Maybe one more idea I saw in the Sefer Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada is the Ben Yishchai. He divides the word shulchan into two. Where is that? He writes that the shulchan is shel chen. See if I could find this for a second. Oh, that's a different word actually I want to say. In the Tehillim, he quotes, we say the pasuk in from Daniel. Adonai Shema, Adonai Slacha. So Shema, Shin Mem Ayin Hey. We're asking Hashem to hear us and to forgive us. So this is a beautiful word. Reishi Tevis, Shema Shin Mem Ayin Hey. Hashem, hear me. Shulchan Mechaper Al HaAdam. That a table is Mechaper for a person. Bahachikom. This is what we're saying in the davening. Hashem, Habeit B'Zechus Zeh Afal Pi She'en Lo Mizbeach Ata. Look at this Zechus, even though we don't have a Mizbeach right now. Shema Shulchan Mechaper Al HaAdam. As we're saying, Hashem should forgive us. Afal Pi She'en Lo Mizbeach. Vegam Nirmas Be'Osios Shulchan Emesai Mechaper Davki Im Omrim Malav Divrei Torah. That's the idea that one should say Divrei Torah, and that's how the Shulchan is Mechaper upon us. Okay, let's go right to the Gemara. Kol HaKelim Shebemikdash Yesh Lehem Shnim. So we learned that if after the Yom Tov they had to Tovel the Kelim, they had backup Kelim, they had Shnim, like, you know, to use for them. So Gemara says, Mizbach HaNechoshes, right? This is the one that's made out of the copper, the bronze. Dichsiv Mizbach Adama Taseli. An altar, Mizbach of earth you should make for me. So Mizbach HaZohav Dichsiv HaMenorah HaMizbachos. The menorah and the altars. So Mizbachos is plural. So that shows that there are two. Right, meaning the Mizbech HaNechoshes, Mizbech HaZahav. So the Iskish Mizbechos Zeh LaZeh, and we make a Hekish. We combine the two, just like the Mizbech Nechoshes is on the ground, Mizbech Adoma, so it's not Mekabel Tuma. So too by the Mizbech HaZahav, it would not be Mekabel Tuma. Now in the Mishnah, we'd said that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer holds that they are Torah is because they're Mechuba LaKarka. And the Chachamim Omrim Mipnei Shehein Mitzupin, because they're coated. So the Mishnah seems to be saying that the Rabbanim are giving a different reason why the Mizbeach is not Mekabel Tumah, because they're coated, Mitzupin. They have this like, gold over something like that. So Moses says like this, Adarabba, one second, that would have been the exact opposite, right? Keva de Mitzupim Ninhu Mitmu, since they are coated with either the Zohav or the Nechoshes, that's a reason why they should be Mekabel Tumah, because once it's coated with something, that transforms its status. It takes it out of a status of being a Kli Eitz, a wooden thing, it turns into Kli Mateches, which in metal, Mateches, is Mekabel Tumah. So Mora says, okay, one second, Ema, we have to change the way that we learn this. So I wanted to, probably before we start, I just wanted to mention, tonight is my grandfather's yahrzeit. So the learning tonight should be Lezeicha Nishmas, Shneur Zalman ben Moshe Mendel. Forgot, I just remember now. Okay, Amos, here we go, back to the Gemara. You have to change the Mishnah, say it like this. This is how you learn Pshat. The Chachamim mitam'in mipnei shehei mitzupin. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lazar altogether. They're not saying a different reason within it is why it's not. It is mitame, right? The reason why it is because Bedavka they had this code on them. Okay, so but Ibai is saying, if you want to give you a different teretz, you could still say that the original way we were learning the Mishnah was correct. V'rabbonon l'Rabbi Eliezer ka'omer. The Rabbonon were saying this within to Rabbi Eliezer. My daitach. What's your reason? Why do you say that the Mizbeach is not being Mekabel tumah because it's mechubah lekarka, because it's joined to the ground. You know, you could say just very simply that they're kli'eitz and they're stuck in their place, right? That would be good enough for that, right? So what, mishum demitzupin, because they're coated with metal and therefore they consider like a kli mateches rather than kli'eitz and you're being mekabel tumah, right? No, that's not it. Mivtal b'tiu b'tzipuyin gabayhu. That's a mistake. The coating's not the important thing. The coating becomes like a bottle to that, right? So there are like a kli eight. It's in its place. It's not going to be mekabel tumah. Generally, you know, the status of a kli does follow its coating, but the mizbeach and the shulchan, these are exceptions, like we saw in the pasuk in Yechezkel at the top. So therefore, you don't even have to come on this. That it's like it's compared to adama. They're made out of wood. They're not mekabel tumah, regardless of whether or not they're connected or not. There's a Rambam over here. One second, where's my Rambam? Oh, I think I put it over here. The Rambam is in Hilchos Mishkav Moshav. Easy way to remember it, Yud Aleph, 11:11. So he's writing about what the dinim are, well, he's Kehler Makabal Tuma. So he writes the Rambam, Acher Haregel, B'motzi Yomtov, Hayamat Bilin, Kol Hakelim, Shehaya B'mikdash. They had to tovel every single kli. So the Rambam's going to explain why would they tovel every single kli. You know, like we've said so many times, this last whole parak, starting from Yud Ches, was dealing with Tum and Tara. It's such a foreign concept. You know, in our world, we don't think of Tum and Tara. We think of like going to mikvah is a heter for husband and wife to be together. But in Tum and Tara, if a table became tame, you had to tovel that table into the mikvah. If a needle became tame, you had to tovel that needle. You had to be one. So they would tovel all these kingdoms in a mikvah. Mipnei shenogu behen ame haaretz berega b'shas hachag, because there are people who themselves were not were tame. They weren't careful about these halachas. They touched it. Ulefikach, therefore says the Rambam, Haya omrim lahen al tigu'u b'shulchan b'shas shemarin oso l'oile regalim. They would say, don't touch the shulchan when they would show it to them. Kadesh lo yu tomei b'mago acher haregel v'nimtza tzorech tevila v'herv shemesh. They would have to tovel this and then wait for the sun to set. V'nemar b'lechem upon him. Tomei, it should be funny for always. V'chol ha'kelim haya te'unim tevila v'herv shemesh chutz mi'mizbeach azav mizbeach anechoshes. And that's the punchline. That's our Gemara. The Rambam paskins that no, it was not the mizbeach hazav and the mizbeach nechoshes were not tamei mipnei shitzi puyehen kibatelin ligavehen, because the covering that they have, that metal coating of that, is really at the end of the day, like the Gemara just said, it's insignificant, and therefore they really have a status like a kli eights, and a kli eights wood is not makabel, not going to be a problem. Okay, last part. The whole masechta ends off with the Nagadita. Omri Mivo. Omri Bilozer, Talmidei Chachamim, Ein Or Shel Gehinnom Sholetes Bohen. The fire of Gehinnom is not going to rule over, don't have any power over Talmidei Chachamim. How do I know this? Is the Gemara? It's a Kal V'Chomer from the salamander, right? This is a type of a creature that's made out of fire. Its blood is fireproof, says the Gemara. How do you see this? Again, kavachom is salamandra. Huma salamandria she toledes eshi. It's a product of fire. Hasach midama ein ur sholetes bo. If you would anoint its dam from this salamander on your body, it's like fire. What's the word I'm looking for? Retardant, right? It protects you from fire. So that's the blood of this animal. Talmidei chachamim shekol gufan eish, but the talmidei chachamim whose entire bodies are like fire. Dechsev halo ko divrei ke eish neum Hashem. My words are like fire, says Hashem. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu chaf gimel. So then for them, that's just the dam of this salamander, fire salamander. It's the kal v'chomer talmidei chachamim whose whole guf is all eish. Al achas kama v'kama. So because the words of Torah, which are like fire, have become very part of the person, that they've, you know, engraved it into them. That's like the famous word they say in last week's parsha, Bechukoisai, there's a chakika. When you engrave the Torah into who you are, it changes your personality. The Torah makes a roshim, right? Rabbi Simon likes to quote, the pasuk says, Eish das lamo. And the Chazal Darshan on the pasuk in at the end of Devarim, Eish das lamo, that when there's an Eish das, when there's a fire there, you could tell it's nicker, it's recognizable that it's been there. So too with the Talmud Chacham, you could tell the fire of Torah has been there because they're changed. they are more refined. You could tell that there's a different, it's a different bria, so to speak. It continues now, ends off the Gemara. Alma Reish Lakish ain't Urshel Gehinim Sheletis Beposhe Yisrael. Just as we just said that the fire of Gehinim is not going to rule over Talmid Chachamim, it's not going to rule over the Poshe Yisrael, the sinners, the Jewish people who sin. How do you know that? Kal v'chomer mi-mizbach ha-zohav. We're going to learn now from the Mizbech Zahav. Ma Mizbach ha-zohav she'ein alav ela ke'oyvei diner zohav. All that it has is like the thickness of a golden dinar coin, right? And it has its ketores, it's burning on it. Kamishonim ein ha'ur sheletes bo. Right? It doesn't, it becomes undamaged. It doesn't affect at all. Saposhi Yisrael, shemalei mitzvos kirimon. The sinners, even a sinner, the Klal Yisrael is still filled with mitzvos like a rimon. Forrest, I don't know, I never counted if they have really 613 seeds in a pomegranate. You ever bothered to do that?
It's something I might have done, but never got to.
Yeah, one was like, it's on the bucket list. Afal Pichin, there's a lot of seeds in there. So it says that the Klal Yisrael, even a Poshe Yisrael, is Malay Mitzvah Kirimon. Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, in Shir HaShirim, Kepelech HaRimon Rekaseich. Right, your temples, rakaseich, are like a pomegranate that's split open. So the Gemara Darshan's al tikra rakaseich. Don't read it as your temples. Ela rekanim sheboch, the empty ones who are among you, al achas kam v'kama. Meaning, even those people are full of good deeds and mitzvos like a rimon, and therefore the Gehenna will not be shalit in them as well. Oh, hadron alach choymer b'kodesh, uslik Allah, meseches chagiga.